you need to live at such a high level. Central sources, CIA, can pay pretty high. But he has his property here, and he has that property there. Oh, how do you know? Well, his friend was mad at him because he was a Khazarian, and he... How do you know? But George wouldn't. How do you know? Well, how do you know about me? I could say, how do you know? Now, why haven't I passed around? I think you know. But I'll tell you, the adversary is getting damn nervous. What are you going to do now, Commander? You're going to go prance around, I may. I may well do that. At least by afternoon, some people are going to have a bad, bad taste, a bad meat indigestion. Poisoning from E. coli. Now you're going to get a permit to irradiate all of your meat that goes onto the market. Hello. Do you understand that's not my problem? I do have a problem, and that is that we need to continue to get the word out. But we've been shut down today, and we have done our job. I want to tell you that, so that nobody walks out of this room, at least, feeling failure or whatever, because the next phase is about ready to begin, and that is the building phase. That is the project phase. And one of the first things, please, gentlemen, who know a little more about this, there must be coverage for all funds that have been utilized against these projects. It's expensive to keep that farm going. It's expensive to keep that dome going. But these are the projects. They are in proposal form, they are ready to be funded, and they are ready to turn ground over the day that you get the ground and the money. And these are not going to go into the coffer return of my enemy. I have worked for centuries to set this up. And you may feel that you are very insignificant players. You are not. You have me set it up. And I expect it, damn it, for you to carry through. There are infiltrators. You damn right there are. You didn't think you were worthy of such. Of course you are. You're in the only program. So of course you are. And we reached long permitted to be reached. I not only know where the funds are, I know that they're very near, and I know damn good and well that there will be no misunderstanding as to a portion of that funding. We don't even want very much of it. I would not saddle these two people with one more day of hell over someone's money. Part of it, I expect every cent to be covered in the gold. I don't care if gold is 85 cents an ounce. For anyone who has money in there, and then I want everybody cleared out who has one question about how we do business. Anyone who wishes to remain with their gold in there is just fine. I want that paid for, and I want that, how many ounces?
Plus. 3,000 plus.
Left in there to cover whoever wishes to remain in. And as a buffer for this institute, it is for research and education. We must have quality control. Giandriana is just fine the way it is for right now. But when it begins to get FDA attention, precious ones, you're going to have facilities that show quality control. And not just somebody who waves a little pendulum over the insult to precious servants.
Well, yeah. All right. Seems like we have the making for a great cosmic. What do you do that for? Lemon cream pie.
Well, I hope you see it that way. Do you want to put that on pause, Dickie? What are we doing with that phone? Well, this doesn't need to be on there. I wouldn't want everyone in the world to know this is not necessary. And my response to her is the same as to you. It doesn't matter. You, lady, are going to have to make your decision. Are you with me? And are you strong enough to stand with me if all be against you? You are going to have to make that decision within yourself as to whether I bring truth or I bring lies. Well, show me. Show me a ship, Father. Show me. Let me just touch you. Be it. You are going to stand on truth, or you're going to go to hell in a handbasket. Well, explain hell to me, and maybe I can make my choice. Hell is here. Hell is the absence of God. The absence of light. Well, how about those hot stones? Your earth is going to be in such a mess, precious ones, that it doesn't matter about hot stones. Before you pass over the pit into the darkness, you'll get the hot stones, I guarantee you. Or if you believe that I bring truth, I will be your protection. And no matter how dark it may seem, I will be your light. I will be your ship. And it's hard. But you know what I'm getting from her? is just shrinking away into the corner and saying, but I don't have any alternative now. I've got to stick with you, as bad as you may be. Hot dog. And then I get the disbelief again. Father, I cannot believe. I mean, why would they bother to print 60 books or more? Well, they didn't think there would be more than 5. I believe we made that announcement. It's a hard day. It's a glorious day. Some of you better get your suitcases. Glorious day. You knew it had to come through sorting. And you knew that the sorting would have to come in such a way that it would be final. That they could no longer manipulate you. So fence sitters are going to have to fall away and make commitment. Don't misunderstand me. Someone are simply used. And if you think God is going to push out those ones who just couldn't quite make up their mind, think again. God is just. God has great, great compassion. And all ones who go their way will go with blessing for having served. You see, I thank my enemies. They keep me on my toes.
I'm nearly over to the end.
Yeah, we were to the end of that tape, very nearly.
There's nothing that we intend to keep from you. It's just that there's probably no point going on. I asked anyone if they wished to make any kind of discussion about it, that I wanted them to have this information early enough so that we would have to mention it this afternoon, because calls are coming from Hawaii, Florida, everywhere. Again, Dorma says to me, what about the books? They're valueless if you go about denouncing the word. Why wouldn't you want to just get rid of them? Well, they have that covered, don't they? Commander Hatton was telling the truth all the time until he left. And now I tell it. And so those books were valid. You still think you're not in some kind of cosmic intrigue, people? You see, I've watched ones come. And I tell you that there are no groups here. What are you going to shut down? Who are you going to shut down? Everybody has their own group. And if Court is his man, I want to tell you I admire him because he's got a top-notch corporation man. And if Rick is his man, he's going to get fired because he did something stupid like return those books. And Zita, of course, is just a poor mother who has to put up with a son like that. And we do have a problem because we have another letter in behalf of George Green from someone, I believe, in Missouri that we ought to just dump Hatton and those ill-written books in that terrible paper and go with George Green. How could you expect George Green to go out and represent such badly written material? But give my love to the ones there. I josh you not. 3 pages of pure insult. It is as if one's minds have flown. Poor George. It has to come to the sorting. I only ask you ones who are in confusion in your mind to think very carefully. I also told these ones in the beginning, when there was involvement with ASSK, I said for the benefit of our work, there could be nothing better, precious children, than all the lawsuits they can throw at you, because we will do our work impeccably. It will be done with total, absolute integrity. And there can be nothing coming from lawsuits except blessings. And there can be nothing coming from an investigation of the institution except total integrity. We said we would make the books open. We will make personal books open to anyone who has any investment in it, their portion. But I'm telling you again, if anyone in this room other than John Schreffer wants information on John Schreffer, we will go to prison first. That is no one's business. That's why it was set up this way, for total privacy. The notes were set up as loans so that you would not have taxes to pay on them. Everything is set up on notes. The very best business sheltering that man has available to him is in place. And I told you last week, I told you the week before, I told you in the beginning, and I repeat it. They will be opened to the FBI, the IRS, the CIA, anyone in any of those capacities. They are not anyone else's business. I think for the security of someone's in here, there needs to be a reminding of how it was set up and structured to work, and everyone who put one 10-cent piece in there. Understood it perfectly. It was not a gold business. These ones needed another problem, like they need 10 more holes in their head. It was not set up for ones to put it in there and yank it back out. It was set up in there to protect funds. And then as gold would rise in price, they could retrieve both their money and their assets. And it was put in there so that ones could borrow money against it, the security of that gold, to get our projects going. And if you want to argue with me, that is just fine. I ask that proposals be brought here today so that we could talk about projects. But I think it has probably been such an incredibly traumatic day that we may not be able to get all of that covered. You have underway greenhouse operations. You have underway the grain of all time. These ones picked up, went searching and picked up red lentils yesterday, so that they could be sent to a laboratory for appraisal. You have now on the market, if this isn't product and projected project, you tell me what is. Do you think penicillin sold? And it smelled bad too. Remember to tell Dorma that. I've lost her. She's gone. It's been really hard. You have been given the code of life itself. You have a project that can offer man the total healing of everything on this globe that's wrong. From plant and animal structure to human species. And you want to tell me that won't sell somewhere out there? And now because this breaks loose, it becomes a bigger problem. Hold your hats. And you ones who have connections in Thailand, keep them strong. Because of this very thing, we may get stalled out. And you think that you ones is scattering little handful in here who have participated would not profit monetarily from such a gift to humankind? The fountain of youth, the infinite life of man, is in your hands. You think it won't sell? But that's one reason they're angry. There was one stipulation I made with the one who literally put the material together for me. You will not make any agreement with George Green. And yes, I could not leave in his hands the free energy and the frequency material. Because I cannot have our product being based on pendulums. It doesn't matter whether it works or not. Man is not ready. So Mr. Green may think that Dr. Young is here to play hoopla CIA and Liberator with him. He is here because Nikola Tesla is here. And you need the other portion to energize these little Pac-Men. Would God give this into the hands of his enemy, not on your ever-loving life? Not on your life. That ton has gone nowhere. But we are really going to go somewhere. And we're going to do it in God's army. I don't care if there are only three of you left. You are the ground crew. You can fill your roles and assume your responsibility. Or you can effort to shoot down the hosts of God. As I told Mr. Green, when you take on the hosts of God and God and declare war against them, you have taken on a very, very substantial enemy. I had tried to advise them to do otherwise. You see, it did not work. And for you who wish to have your proof, there are plenty of documents. Do I expect ones to roll around on this floor and pledge homage unto me? No, I would be embarrassed. One of the things that just wiped Dorma away was she went in and Ed was there, Charles. And the words are, I'm so embarrassed. I am so embarrassed to have any of you ones named in such things. And I'm sorry, precious ones, your names are being flaunted all over the nation, and I can't stop it. I can't stop it. I think it's enough. I can't ask her to go on. Please ponder these things, precious ones. I do have a petition to think very carefully on these things. And before you pull up your roots and turn away, be it whether you think I'm sick and tired of petty bickering, please understand, this is not petty, nor is it just bickering. And for ones who do not understand at all, there's no group here. What are you talking about? There are various ones trying to do a job. And if you want to stop the job, that's easy enough. These ones have had enough hell. Give it away to the CIA. Give it away to your enemy. Because when you close it down, you close the Constitutional Law Center, you close the Liberator, you close the books, you've closed it. And I'm going to leave you with a thought. Because you see, with my people, it doesn't matter a whit. There are blessings, there is glory to be had. And my people are well prepared for their own ascension. I suggest you think very carefully, because what you will be doing is closing down a possibility of regaining your constitutional nation. God wins either way. And you will note they have been trying to get to you through that shield, and they haven't made it. So I suggest that you're not in such bad hands after all. But I have to leave it in your hands. These two have had all they can hack. They have 5 appearances in court next week. Regardless of what Mr. Green is telling everyone. And anymore, you know what? They don't give a damn. Why would they struggle to remain in this? Where their own brothers turn against them. Where their own children have had to support them. While their own mother has no holidays, no time for grandbabies, to write books to be locked up by George Green forever. Who needs it? You who work with us deserve to know. Readers out there deserve to know. Because most of the crew is not here. They are the ones out there receiving their word through the paper. And when it goes forth that the teacher is no longer presenting the word, it will not go on one more minute. Not even one. So ponder it well. If you wish to sit in here for a minute and talk about this, I'm going to withdraw because I have a pile of nerves on my hands. I think Oberle, just get her out, leave the system, leave everything. I don't want anybody to make any comments, really, while I'm going to put her away. And then maybe you can understand. And maybe some of you who have felt shortchanged will understand the hell these ones have had to pay to even keep salaries for the ones working with the paper. And justify every confounded penny going forth for anything. With literally no visible means of return. You would think that with writing 67 journals in a weekly paper, maybe there would be enough. It would embarrass them. I won't say more. But please, be understanding in your criticism of what you may perceive to be unfair in your own treatment, or what you perceived would be here when you came. We've made every effort not to give any false impressions at all. And yet it always happens. And if that happens, I have to apologize for it. God's delays are not God's denials. And unless you can learn that, you can't learn the rest of it. Salut.